Welcome to the message of the Bible GPS. I'm so thankful for the growth that we are experiencing at the Bible GPS Institute. We get more views on our videos, so I'm very thankful for that. And it's because of you sharing that with other people. So it will be great if you can continue to share our videos with your family and friends. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. And the advantage of that is you will always get the notification when we post a new video. And I'm also so thankful that we are growing financially. Our goal is by June and next year to double our finances so that we can expand our ministry so that more and more people can get to know the Bible and how to look through to this world through the lens of Scripture. Because we believe that the Bible is the greatest monument of humankind. It is a book of authority, it's clear, it is current, and it wants to help us to navigate our life through the unknown future. Today's passage is from James chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 13. But before we do that, let us just bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, we are so thankful that we can just slow down a little bit and to focus on your word, because we know that there's a lot of things going on in this world. We many times feel so overwhelmed, and then we need to have a word from you, because your word can calm us down, because your word carries the hope that we need. I pray, Lord, that you will open this word for us. We pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week I got some bad news from my home country, South Africa. One of my favorite singers at the age of 50 died because of leukemia. And other sad news actually happened also in our country in South Africa when one of our most well-known international rugby players, a son, died at the age of one. He was baptized last Sunday, and Tuesday, unfortunately, he drowned. And that is such sad news. And it really brought me to a complete standstill. I didn't know what to feel, what to say, but I was just overwhelmed with so much sadness. And then that took me to a passage in the Bible, and that is in James chapter 4. And I believe that this passage can help us wherever we are to move forward, and it can give us the traction that we need in a world where so many people feel so overwhelmed with what is happening, not only in the world, but in their own lives. And I'm going to read from verse 13, and I will take verse by verse because every verse is so filled with so much wisdom. Chapter 4, verse 13 says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money." So James is talking to people like us who like to plan our future. Like today, someone had asked me, what are your plans for Christmas? So people like to plan. People know what is going to happen with their lives in the future. We have a calendar, we table things down, and we know what's going to happen. But we all know, because of experience, that there can be moments that can really change your life and all your plans. Like last week, my son went on a hockey tournament to Vancouver, and they left the Wednesday, and then they were supposed to be back on Sunday. So everyone said, we will be back on Sunday. Well, and then there was a lot of rainfall, flooding, and they couldn't come back of all the flooding and the damages of the roads. And the team members needed to fly back. So my son got back 5 days later. So what does that teach us? It teaches us that life in many ways is unpredictable. We are not in control. And that is why verse 13 says, "You who say, tomorrow we will do this, we will plan that, we will do business there." And many times we don't realize that it is one thing that can change our life in such a dramatic way. And then verse 14 says something very striking. It says, why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. And I think this is so true. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. This is true of every single human being. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. There are so many uncertainties. We just don't know. And that is why verse 13 says, you can make your plans. But in verse 14, he says, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. We just don't know. And that is why he's addressing us when we plan our lives. We need to plan our lives with the mindset, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. And because that is true, what is needed? We need wisdom. We need the wisdom of the author of Psalm 90. Now in Psalm 90, and I would like to read for us, it says the following. It also talks about the unpredictability of life. It says in verse 10 of Psalm 90, our days may come to 70 years or 80. If our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away. And then in verse 12, it says the following. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Our days are numbered. And then the author says, teach us how to live with wisdom, that our heart can be filled with wisdom. And last week I said, you know, that many times our hearts are filled with greed. We are supposed to love people and use things, but instead we many times use people and love things because our hearts are not always filled with wisdom. So Psalm 90 says, you know, life is short, therefore we need to have a heart of wisdom. But what kind of wisdom we need? You know, when you read the Bible, there's so much wisdom we need. We can never untap the wisdom of the Bible. And wisdom helps us to live this life in a better way. But I just want to take us to the wisdom of James chapter 4. It says there, verse 14, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? And then, you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So he's saying that we are like a mist, we are like smoke, we are like a puff of smoke, like a cloud. It's there, and then all of a sudden, it vanishes. It tells us we will not live forever. One day we are alive, and the other day, we're not there anymore. And we don't know when that will happen. Because verse 14 says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. Therefore, we need to realize that our lives are like a puff of smoke. We need to have the wisdom in our heart to deal with that reality. If our lives are like a puff of smoke, like vapor, like mist, it's there and all of a sudden, it's not there anymore. Life is so unpredictable. There are moments that can just change our lives in a way that we never anticipated. And what is the wisdom we need besides knowing that our lives are like vapor, like a puff of smoke, like mist? I think the wisdom we need, besides all of the other wisdom in the Bible, but James says that we need to change the way we talk. He says in verse 13, now listen, you who say, tomorrow we will do this, we will plan that, we will do business there, we will go to that city. We need to change that language because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. And how do we need to change our language? What is that wisdom? It is in verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, not like verse 13 that we will do this and that, you ought to say the following, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. I remember my parents always used to say, if it's the Lord's will, and in Latin it's Deo Volente. So many times my parents will say, we will do this, DV, Deo Volente, if it's the Lord's will. because my mom and dad realized that life can be unpredictable. And that reminds me of a quote that I've used before. And I love quotes because quotes are like wisdom. It helps us to have perspective in life. And the quote that I really love and that speaks to this passage is, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is present. That is why it's called a gift." So every morning when you wake up, realize it is God's gift to you. Someone had asked me one day, what is the most important day in your life? And I was a bit puzzled by that question. You know, I gave a few days in my life that I believe that was very important. And then that person said, no, the most important day in your life is today. Because yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is present. That is why it's called a gift. Because all you have is today. This is all you have. And it's interesting when you watch sports shows or the Olympics, people like to look at the Olympics or many important events through their smartphones. They want to capture the moment instead of being in the moment. There's nothing wrong to capture the moment, but we need to learn to be in the moment, to be in the present, to see it as a gift, and the memories we will have will carry us forward. It's good to take pictures, it's good to take videos, but we need to learn just to be in the moment and not to dwell in the past and not to be so consumed by the future, but just to be in the present and know that God is with you. We don't know what is going to happen in the future. We don't need to worry about the future. God is already there. But all we have is the present. Therefore, we need to treasure our relationships. And we need to quickly need to forgive people. Because if you don't forgive people, tomorrow it can be too late. Therefore, it's always good to have deep peace in your heart, to be in the present. And while you are now in the present, if there is something that is bothering you, maybe unfinished business, maybe a phone call that you need to make, maybe an apology that you need to extend, do it. Don't procrastinate. Be in the present. Take control of the present, because that is all you have. May God bless you. Let's pray. God, we know that life can be so unpredictable. Lord, there can be moments that can change our lives in an instant. Help us to have the wisdom of James, that we need to change the way we speak. And maybe we need to learn to say, if it is God's will, then tomorrow we will do this, then we will do that. And it's good to add that sentence into our language and to make it part of our language, to convey the message to other people. We don't know what is going to happen in the future. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is present. That is why it's called a gift. Help us, God, to embrace this wonderful gift. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So wherever you are, just embrace the present and know that God is with you. And wherever you go, God is sending you with so much hope into the world, because Christ is in you. And when God is sending you, He sends you with Christ in you. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. And when you listen to people and they are so consumed and anxious about the future, maybe God wants to use you to remind them of the beauty they have around them in the present. Maybe to look at the mountains, to look at their children, or to look at their pets and to realize we are so blessed. We can be so consumed about the future and so be in the past that we forget to see the beauty in the present. And may God use you to help people to see the present as a gift. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the amazing love of our Father and the fellowship of God's Spirit be with you wherever you are and wherever you go. Amen.